This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The wife of a former Lake County coroner and funeral home owner has been sentenced to 1 year probation after she admitted mishandling the remains of an infant. The child's family believes she gave them ashes from multiple people. They became suspicious when they weren't given any documentation with the ashes, which arrived in much higher quantity than expected. Tests later showed the child's ashes also included the remains of older people and bits of jewelry. Kent's husband, Shannon, pleaded guilty to a raft of misconduct charges earlier this year. Denver's new mayor says he's open to taking another look at a ban on tobacco flavors to limit young people taking up nicotine. This is after the Biden administration delayed a decision on banning menthol cigarettes. The ban was meant to address health disparities and limit vape flavors that attract young people. Mayor Mike Johnston says he'd be willing to support it if the council wants to.
We know that's often people that start smoking early in life. That's how you develop a habit that's hard to kick. And so the more we can keep young people away from entering habits that are unhealthy for them, I think the better that is for us.
Denver's last mayor vetoed a nicotine flavor ban passed by the city council. Starbucks may have to rehire a pro-union worker in Superior that it fired last year. A federal judge ruled this week that the company fired shift supervisor Len Harris over her support for unionization. Harris could also get back pay. Starbucks says it disagrees with the decision and has vowed to appeal it. Today is the last day of mild, dry conditions across the Front Range and Palmer Divide. Rain and snow are forecast tomorrow through Sunday night. This is CPR News and KRCC.